They had so much water, they started to soak the clothing in it. They washed the clothing in it on Shabbos. Torah b'kitna, their pishtim, their flax, they started to clean on Shabbos, which is an issur d'oraisa. Then osrulu, then itak acid. Like a side gets exer all over. You're never allowed to use a wheel to get up the water. Since you get too much water, we're afraid you use it for d'varisa. Then the Mishnah says, meber hakar, to take up water from this ber hakar, it's mutter only on yontif. But on Shabbos, no. The more my ber hakar, what does this mean, ber hakar? What is it? And why only mutter on yontif, not on Shabbos? Omar Shmuel bor shehikru ole dvorim vetiru. It's a bor that they had a lot of questions about it. Like hakiru means they spoke about it. The yesh shalas is a mutter or not? That had a lot of questions vetiru. And later we'll soon see they're matter it. But this was talking about earlier. Golem on yontif was a big tzarech. They didn't have any water then, so on yontif they were matter them to step up the water on yontif. It was a tzarech. That's why they were matter it. And only here, only this bor they were matter, and no other boris. Meisvei avakasha. It says, Loi kola boris hakara setiru. Not every type of a bor hakar were they matter, el zubuvad. Only this type of a bor hakar they were matter. Now, v'yamri chikru dvar malea. If you can tell me the type of hakar, bor hakar means the bor that they had a question about is a mutter or not, and they had to be matter, so it's only one type of a bor. So my zubuvad, what do you mean it says? Not all boris hakara sa mutter, only this one. There's only one we're talking about. Like, if hakar means that the bor that there was a shal in the rabbonin, are you allowed to use it or not? So it's only a shal upon one bor. Tell my smash, that's not the pshat for hakar. There is such a thing as boris hakar. There's such a thing as that type of a bor. Now, we're saying one type to a matter on yomtiv. So what does bor hakar mean? Elo om rab nachon rab yitzchok. It means ber mayim chaim. It means a well. No, it's bor hakar means the lashon from mayim comes from the makor. It comes from its makor, from their well, where the water started to come from. That's mayim chaim, running water. So you could use running water on Yom Tif, a well of running water, but which one? Only one special one. And that was a shaila, the Rabbanu were mekel, al serach Yom Tif, the matter then at that time, they needed water. So the matter to slap up the water from this one, ber mayim chaim. Shenem the Apostle in Yom Yom says, kohokir bayir meneho. You'll get up the water from a bayir, you'll get up the water from a well. So that's the lashon of kohokir from the makor, from the spring water. Margufa. The Brisa said, Loikola boris hakoris atiru. They weren't matter to schlep up water from any well, any live running water. Elazubuvad. There was only one special well through a matter. Who gesholu b'nei agoyli, after the b'nei agoyli went up to Eretz Yisrael, is chonu aleho. They rested there when they were traveling upwards on Yomtif, and they had no water. So the Rabbanu were mekel frat then to get the water from this well. Yeah. And the Nevi'im were matter at them. Not only the Nevi'im, Eliminig Avoisam Biyodeim. So the Minig Avoisam, Rashi has Nevi'im Shebeneim, Chagas Chayim Lachai, Minig Avoisam, Biyoisi Abur. Not only the Nevi'im, but Stam was a Minig that from this, Avoisam, that from this bor, there's one special bor that there was a heter to get the water up on Yontif, and that heter still remains. You're allowed to always slap up water from that one specific bor, and not from any other bor, even though it's a Mayim Chayim. Yeah. So that's the Mishnah. Sheretz shenimtza b'migdash, or sheretz that we find in the base of migdash. Now, there's a lochet shouldn't be there, because the sheretz is metame, it's not vatuma, it's metame thing, you shouldn't have a tuma thing in the migdash, so you have to get it out of the migdash. Now, how do you take it out? Is koyein moitziyo behamainu shelo elishoye sesatuma. Divri Rabbi Yechonim ben Bruka. Rabbi Yechonim ben Bruka holds that you have to get that sheretz out as fast as possible. So we're talking about a koyein comes and sees the sheretz in the base of migdash. Now he has no kelim with him. The only thing he has with him is his belt. He's allowed to take off his gartel, his belt, and use the belt to take out the sheretz. Even though when his belt now touches the sheretz, he's going to be matama the belt, and you're not allowed to be matama your belt. But it's kedai, it's better off to be matama your belt, but get the tum out of the base of mitzvah as soon as possible. You shouldn't let the tum stay there. No matter what it is, get it out as soon as possible. That's the yechon of Rukis Svara. But the person himself, now the kohen himself, he doesn't become tummy. Because the belt touches the sheretz, so the belt is tummy. But the belt is only a rishon tumah. Halacha is a rishon tumah can't be matam anodim. Anodim only becomes tummy from an avatumah. So as long as the kohen himself is not touching the sheretz, the kohen is not being matam himself. Like that would be an issue deraisa to matam himself. See, here the kohen is not being matam himself. The kohen is only being matam his gartel. But that's mutter, because there's no other rates here. You have to get the sheretz out. So the garta taka is a rishon l'tumah. It'll have to be tabled in the mikvah later. But I call upon him, the kohen himself is not tummy. That's Rabbi Yochanan Baruch's svara. Rabbi Yehuda Roimen, no. V'tzavos shalates. Don't rush. Don't take out the shirts right now with your gartel, but rather look around to get a wooden pliers. V'tzavos shalates. That's called the pshute kliates, and therefore it's not makabotumah. A kli that the pshute kliates. And it's better to do this, shalom rabbis is a tumah. Today, not to make a keli tummy. There's don't rush and take off your gartel and be matami. Your gartel is not kedai. Don't rush. Wait until you find the wooden pliers, and therefore the pliers won't become tummy. And that's the way you get the sherbets out. That's better. So we'll see in the Gemara what the machlek is. We have you, the Nabi Yechidan is. Is it better to get the tum out right away, or is it better not to be matami keli right away? Gosh, the bitzavish leitz, she pshut the kli eitz. It's a plain piece of eitz. Shleir the rabbis is a tumah. It's Rashi l'tami avnet. It's better to do this and not to be matami yibagodim. For noyach leir l'shoisa, you're better off letting the sherbet stay a little bit longer in the base of migdish. V'sham v'lachzer achrei atzavis, and go look better for a wooden pliers. Mil rabbis a tumah. Rather than taking off your gartel right now and your gartel touching the sherbets, you be matami your gartel. It's not a nizach. Therefore, he holds it's better to wait and get a wooden plea, not to matami your gartel. Something more now. From where do you have this din, you have to take it out. If you find the sherets in the heichel, that's Mekadosh HaKadoshim, pshit, you have to get it out of there. Or min ulam. If you find it in the ulam, that's the room right before the heichel, also you have to take it out. Or min ulam, ulam is beyach. From the ulam, that's the beginning, after the ulam, that's where the beginning of the azor is, but there was the mizbeach, that's in the azor, you come in, there was the azorim, and the top part of the azor was the mizbeach. And then in front of the mizbeach was a little space, and then started the ulam, and then started the kodesh hakadosh and the heichol. So from the heichol, the sherets are there, you got to get it out. From the ulam, you have to get it out. From the place between the mizbeach and the ulam is also kodesh, that you have to get it out. Mashenkin, if it's further after the mizbeach, even though it's in the azara, you don't have to get it out. It could stay there. Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Enes. That's the Shimon ben Enes' svara. Trashi meichim motzi noisim b'shabbos. It's a question on Shabbos. From the heichol and ulam, abo biyazora. Mashenkin, you find the sherets and the rest of the azora and into shom, then stam mechasa b'sir, just cover it up. Or manichu yachet techshach. On Shabbos, don't take it out. Mastam it's muksa. You don't have to take it out of there on Shabbos. Leave it there. You wait till after Shabbos. Just cover it up. That's the Shimon ben Enes. We have a kivu raimeno. Kol mokem shechayovim alzdoine korus. We are shilgosa chatis. Has any place in the azora? Since the kohen that's tomei goes into the azora. He's chayiv achatis b'shoyging, b'meiz he's chayiv koris, is mishom motzi noisei. From that place, there's any place in the Azorah, even after the Mizbeach. If you find the sherets there on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry it out. Mashenken, before the Azorah, the Ezra's Noshim, before that, v'shar kolam akoimis, any other place, that if a kohen that's tomei walks in there, is not chayiv koris, not chayiv achatis, then stam koifen olav pastach paschater. Just cover it up with a kli. That's all. Now it's Shabbos. Don't bother yourself carrying it out on Shabbos. Just cover it up with a kli. The kitzes of machlekes, Reb Shimon ben Enes and Reb Kiva, if you find the sherets in the Azara, do you have a right to take it out on Shabbos or not? The Gemara will explain also what the machlekes is. And Rashi says, Kol mokim shechayav molo alz doine koris. Im yichnas loy v'tumah. If a kohen walks in there when he's tamei. Dehainu kuli Azara. Any part of the Azara, if a kohen walks in there when he's tamei, he's chayiv chatis and chayiv koris. The shar kol mekoymes, lemar kadisle, either one the benenes, kuli Azara, and the other kiva lishchois, the other lishchois, is a loch astam kaifunola pastachem, seer shenachoish, astam a plate, a copper plate covered up, lechchoisin, acha techshach, to my soy Shabbos, and then you'll take it out. Right. Rabbi Shimon, and Shimon says, a new halacha, mokem shetiru l'cho hachomim. A mokem l'chom wa matir, mi shelacha nostu l'cho. The Rabbani gave it to you from your own place. This is one din. Now the Rabbi Rashi says, mefarsh be gemara hechikoi. Which Hashem will see tomorrow, that's less gemara, exactly what Rabbi Shimon is talking about here. But it's a teretz, he's talking about a zaitik halacha, that we go chutz l'tchum. If you walk out of your tchum, the Tana Kama holds there even one amma, you're not allowed to come back. Or else if you walk here, Mashenkim Shimon holds there, if you're 15 Amis out of the Yitzchum, you're still allowed to come back in. Because we say when they measured it, they made a mistake, they made it too short. They always left off another 15. Yeah, there's extra 15 Amis that will be matter to you, That's one thing. They gave it to you from your own place. That's your place. Now another thing he says is, they're only matter for you certain things mishum shvus. That the Gemara says of Shimon saying another locha about a shayla, about a kshirin and an iva. If you're allowed to make a knot, they're only a bow. If Shimon says you can only make a bow, because they're only matir to be over nisa shvus and not to be over nisa derais. All right, we'll see that in the Gemara. He's saying two different halachas here of Shimon. The less layatiru luchel mishum shvus. In a certain case, the rabbanon were only make it to you, and the oifim you're doing a shvus and this is the rabbanon of making a bow and not making a kesher derais. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Tovi bar Kisna, Omer Shmuel. Hamachnit tomei sheretz lemigdash. If you bring inside the migdash something that became tomei from a sheretz, now the sheretz is navatuma, like Rashi says, and the sheretz touched the kli shenitma b'sheretz, a keli that became tomei because the sheretz touched it. Is such a kli is hamachnit tomei sheretz lemigdash is chayiv. You chayiv to bring in such a kli. Rashi chayiv chatis b'shoygei v'koras al zdoinun mishum ki es migdash Hashem tomei from the posik. You're being a tam of the base of Migdash. So just like a Kayin Tomei can't come in, who are then you can't bring in a Keli that's Tomei either. A Keli that's a Rishon L'Tumah. The Sheretz touched the Kli is a Rishon L'Tumah. It's awesome with your Isa to bring in this Keli into the base of Migdash. Mashenkein Sheretz Atzmai. Let's say you have a Sheretz outside the base of Migdash, and for some reason you want to take it along with you inside when you walk in the base of Migdash. Is Potter bringing the sheretz goofer in, for that your potter, there's no wisdom with the raiso, bringing the sheretz into the base of Migdash. Churetz amad nezach, the more my timer, what kind of svar is that? That the keli is only tomei because it touched the sheretz. And that is osir, so how could the makor hatumma be mutter? How could the sheretz be mutter? Oma akura for the more, because the posik says, mizocho v'yad nekeva tishochu, that you have to throw out, if somebody's tomei, you have to throw him out of the base of Migdash. You have to throw him out. So he dashin mi sheyesh loy tayra b'mikvah, something that adds tumah, but this tumah has a tayra b'mikvah. You could put it into the mikvah, then it become Torah. Such a tumah, the Torah says, you have to throw it out of the base of Migdash. There's an issa to bring it into the base of Migdash. So the issa of not to be metama in the base of Migdash only applies to something that when it's tumah, you could put it into the mikvah to retire it. Vashenkin yotza sheretz, yotza sheretz, it goes out though as sheretz she'ein loy tayra. This Talmudic sheretz of a mouse, a weasel that dies, a sheretz, a shekaz that dies, it's a sheretz, it has an avatumma. If you put it into the mikvah, it's still tummy. It has no tire of a mikvah. So therefore, you don't have the issa of bringing a sheretz into the base of Migdash. Mashenke is a keli that was makabo tumma from the sheretz, that could be has a tire in the mikvah. So since if you put it into the mikvah, it's tor, it passed the issa not to bring it into the base of Migdash. So this is Shmuel Halacha. So more Lema Messiah. Let me bring a raya to Shmuel. That means Lema Messiah. The pasuk says Mizochor ad Nekeva Tisholchu. You should throw him out of the base of Migdash if they're Tomei. Prat. The Brisa says Prat le Kli Cheres. A Kli Cheres also you don't have to throw out. If you have a Tomedik earthly Keli, you don't have to throw it out of the base of Migdash. Or there's no way to bring it in. Divir of Yosi Aglili. Zot of Yosi Aglili. Is my timer. How come you're allowed to bring in a Tomedik, a Kli Cheres, an earthly Kli, that's Tomei, you could bring into the base of Migdash? Why? Are you being Matama in the base of Migdash? Lav Mishum, the less lit Tarab Mikvah. We have a riot the way Shmuel dashes is posting. A Kli Cheres also has no Tarab Mikvah. A Kli Cheres that's Tomei, the only answer is to break it. But if you put it into the Mikvah, it's not Matirin. So since this Keli has no Tarab Mikvah, there's no Issa of bringing it into the base of Migdash. So riot to Shmuel. Zotamar Loi. I'll tell you, from here, this price, it wouldn't be a riot. I'll tell you, mi shenasa avatuma yotza kli cheres shena nasa avatuma. The diik of mizochav yateva has to be somebody that could become an avatuma. A person, an isha, could become an avatuma. If they're a zova, if they're a zav, they have a din avatuma. Something that could become an avatuma, that has a din not to bring into the base of Migdash. Now, a kli cheres can never become an avatuma. Or the kelim Rashi explained in Taisa say, like Taisa here, there's other kelim could become an avatum of medrash. If a zav or a nida sits on top of those kelim, they sit on them, they're matam, and they become an avatum. So any other kelim could become an avatum of turmas medrash. that if the Zav sits on top of it, it's Matamrit. Mashenken Kli Cheres is not Makabel Tumas Medris. Kli Cheres is Gzeres HaKosiv, doesn't have Tumas Medris. So Kli Cheres in itself can never become an Avatumah. So since it can become an Avatumah, that's why it doesn't have the din to be Matamrit Beis HaMikdash. That's the drosha for Mizocha in the Kevim. It has to be something that could become an Avatumah. So all Kalim could become an Avatumah. But this pshat though was Sheretz. A Sheretz is an Avatumah. So it'd be also to bring a Sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash. This would not be a Raya to Shmuel. It could be a Sheretz is also. Because a Sheretz is an Avatumah. No, Kli Cheretz is a different Chsorin. Because the Kli Cheretz in itself can never become an Avatumah. Other Kalim, yes, because Tumas Medris. And even Ayah Mace. If a mace touches a keli, it becomes navatuma. So Tais says also, it says in the parasha of tumas mace, only something that has a tara of a mikvah has a tumas mace. But a kli cheres that doesn't have a tara of a mikvah is not makabel tumas mace. So therefore, kli cheres has a nuchsaron, it can never become a navatuma. That's why it has no tumas. It's not also to bring it into the base of Migdish. But it could be a sheres is also. Tomorrow, lay makatanoi. Let's say it's a machlekes anoyim. Shmuel's halacha. If a sheretz is mutter to bring in or not to bring in, maybe it's a machlekes tanoim. Where's the machlekes tanoim? Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says sheretz shenimtsa b'migdash. You find the sheretz in the base of migdash is halacha koyin moitziyoy v'yamanayu. The koyin is allowed to take it out with his gartel. Shlerli sheretz is a tumah. It's not kedai to let the tumah stay there. Get it out as soon as possible. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka. Says Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda Raimano. There's no rush. Don't be mitami yibegodim, but rather look around the tzava shalates, look around for wooden pliers, and moitziyoy. Shlele rabbis is a tumah. Kedai not to be mitami magata, don't be mitami any kelim, take your time, look around for wooden keli. So what's the machlokes here, but kedai to take your time, or no, Rabbi Yochanan says you can't take your time, get it out of there right away. His zechur, this is the machlokes. My lab, okay, miflugi. Taman diyom shlele shoyis. Rabbi Yochanan says, get it out of there right away. Don't let it stay in the base of Migdish. Kisobar, hamach nisheres lemigdish, chayiv. There's mamash an issue deraisum of bringing the sheretz into the base of Migdish. So now when you find the sheretz in the Migdish, there's an issue to get it out of there. That's the posseh tishochu. Throw it out. So maybe as soon as possible, get it out. So if you don't have any wooden kalim right now, don't wait and look around for them. But right now, not to have the issue of the tumah in the Migdish, get it out of there right away. That's Rabbi Yochanan's slogan. Or man the yama, mashenka next man the yama Rabbi Yehuda that says no, take your time. Shler the rabbis, that's the biggest svara, not to matana begodim. Therefore, take your time. Kisavar he holds that hamachnis sheretz lemigdish potam. There's no issur deraisa by bringing the sheretz into the base of migdish. Svamela, true. So b'zoi, there's no issur deraisa to bring it in. Why should I take it out altogether? So that's why she says, because that's treat that's not nice. It's a dove mias to have a shmutzig gazak like a sheretz in the base of Migdash, it's not nice. So treat it as a smor, you should take it out. But there's no issur deraisa by not taking it out. So Melab, you the holes. What do you want to be a rush and take it out right away to Matami Begodim? It's not kedai. There's no issur involved. Stam, it's not nice to have it there. Good, take your time, find the wooden keli, and then you get it out of there. So the that's the machlekes. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you can't take your time, because there's an issur deraisa having the sheretz in the base of Migdash. And if you don't know, there's no issur deraisa. It's tam, it's not a nice thing to have it there. Good, but I can't be matam my begotten because of that. So I wait until I find the keli to take it out. That's the bottom of the Rashi says, Kisavra, machne sheretz the Migdash potter. The loy binin shiluach midiraisa. Midiraisa, you don't have to take the sheretz out of the base of Migdash. Hilkach lematchis shvus. Mikanei on the heichel of Yulam who the maskin and lay mishum covered shechina lay him idu chacham devrayim al covered a shechina it's not nice in the shechina in the ulam in the base of Migdish should be a sheretz that's why the rabbanu will mat you to carry it out but there's no rush though so merely you have no right to matama your begodim so the answer is wait until you find the wooden keli and then take it out so chura the machlekes Shmuel's din is the machlekes tanoim in our Mishnah. So the Marah Loi, Shmuel answer, you know, why didn't Shmuel say, is not told the Machlokes Tanoim? Loi. The Kula Yama holds Taka Chayiv. Everybody holds like Shmuel. No, forget. The Kula Yama is not like Shmuel. It could be the Kula Yama is not like Shmuel. Everybody holds. That's the Locha. That is Taka also to bring the Sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash. We don't hold from Shmuel's Drosha. We hold from the other Drosha better. The Mizoch of Yad Nekeva just means Lafuki Kli Cheretz that can become an Avatumah. But anything that is an Avatumah, could become an Avatumah, there's an issue has to get out of the base of Migdish. Abazoi v'hocha, what's the machlokes then? V'hocha miflugi. Ma'asava shia tumah es odif. Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's a terrible thing to let the tumah wait. So mainly you have to get it out of there as soon as possible. Stack it true. You're not allowed to have the shavuot there. But what do you want to do? You want to rush and be metame your begodim. You're not allowed to do that either. You're not supposed to be metame or cutting his begodim. So that's worse. He owes us the bigger issa, going and doing a maisa, kumbi asaya, the matame, be godim, rather than just waiting, shevi atase, not doing anything, waiting until you get a tzavis. So he owes, this is better. So that's the machloikis. Everybody holds an issa deraisa. The shala, what's better? Is it better to get it out right away? That's more chomer, even though you have to be matame, be godim. And you don't know, it's kedai not to be matame, be godim, that's worse. So wait a while, and then you'll take it out. So the Gemara Ella, so mainly have no machloikis in Shmuel's din. Gemara Ella kani tanoi. Maybe I'll tell you another machloikis that's told the machloikis Shmuel. Ella kani tanoi. The Tanan. Mehechin moitzi noisoi. Next part of the Mishnah says, it's machloikis to how far out, which part of the Beis Hamikdash do you have a right to take it out on Shabbos. What's the machloikis? The Tanakh once said only the Heichel and the Ulam and up until the Mizbeach, but the rest of the Azara no. And the Akiva said even though Azara also you can take it out. What's the machloikis tolian? My labokim iflagi. The man the yama meyazara loy. The first man the yama that says only from the ulam, Reb Shimon ben Enes. That says only from the ulam and the heichel up until the mizbeach. But the azara, no, he holds what kesaver hamachne sheres the migdish potter. Hello, there's no wisdom in the rightsum of having a sheres in the migdish. And therefore, what's that to take it out? Only mishun kovet shchina. So therefore, only the places that are right next to Kodesh HaKadoshim, right next to the Shechina, that's what's Osir. So therefore, in the Heichel, in the Ulam, and right next to the Mizbeach, in the Heichel, that and that in the Ulam, that place is Osir. But the rest of the Azor is not called the Fnei Hashem. It's not called right next to Machne Shechina. That's Taka. You gotta leave it there. There's no din to take it out. That's shot in the first one. Rav Shimon ben Enes. Oman the Yom Mekula Azor, but Rabbi Kiva that says no from the whole Azor. Any place he says that there's an issa to come in there betumma, you're allowed to take it out. The churuk sava he holds chayiv. He holds that the din of a sheretz in the Beis Hamikdash, it's also to be din. So mele, any place that it's also for tumma to walk into, you have to take the sheretz out. Therefore, any place in the azar it's also for tumma person to walk in there. Any place you chayiv koris, you have to take the sheretz out. So churuk, that's the machlokes in the Mishnah between the Shimon ben Enes and the Bekiva. So the Maranein Omer. Omer Rabbi Yochanan.